This episode of iRescue Radio is brought to you by ProCPR.org. Online CPR training, when you want it, where you want it.
And welcome back to iRescue Radio. I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, a Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Merry Christmas,
Mr. Scrooge. What is that?
That's right, Green.
I'm just thinking about before we started broadcasting today.
Okay, I'll say it this much. It wasn't real pleasant.
No.
Glad I was gone.
You weren't. You were here. You know, you remember the image?
It was unpleasant, but it's better now.
Hopefully. But it's not about you, Jode.
And Jody was. This has nothing to do with you, Jody.
That's right. Gosh, I hate to see what it is.
It really wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Jody's a punching bag.
No, he's not. I literally was looking at you being upset at the circumstances.
All right.
I'm right with you people. I have no idea what he's talking about.
It's confession time. I got upset that the technology wasn't working. And this is supposed to be our Christmas special.
Ho, ho, ho.
It happens sometimes.
So
I even dressed up.
To come on and say, Merry Christmas. I can hear Jody going, you're so full of it.
Be yourself.
Hey, well, listen, you're married now, so that's what matters. So it's a good thing.
You can laugh about it.
He can be joyful and happy about this now. Or we can just go on with the show and shut up.
I think that's probably the...
That's right.
Jolly...
Whatever.
And Saint isn't going to go together so far. Not old Saint Nick, not jolly old Saint Nick.
A year without Santa Claus.
Anyone who gets frustrated with technology can relate to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I know you've put a lot of work into getting this ready because we didn't want to miss the Christmas show.
Yeah.
And.
But we're here.
I swear it works.
It works. All right.
So anyway.
We're on the way. We're moving.
Yeah. So hey, those of you that are tuning in or listening to the video podcast on Monday as it comes out. In fact, we can get this done and get it edited. Well, not edited, but get it compressed.
We're live.
Yeah, yeah.
See, we're used to editing our shows, and we can't say when we get this edited anymore. That's live. We can't do weird things. We can't
slice that.
We can't back it stop. Up. We're live.
Weird things in iRescue Radio are pretty synonymous.
They are.
You take the weird things away, and I don't think you have a show.
Yeah, get what you get.
Well, I think it's more the confluence of junior high humor between three guys.
That's what one commenter said.
So we will attempt to scrub that from our process, but please give us some leeway.
Yeah, be patient. Reminds me of a song. Anyway.
Don't start singing.
Well, we're getting ready for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready for Christmas?
No.
I am, very much so.
Are you?
I love it.
You've been working at it, preparing?
Well, we don't do a whole... I mean, when it comes to the traditional... I shouldn't say even traditional. When it comes to the hype about Christmas that everybody has about, I got to have 5 million gifts for everybody in the world kind of thing, it's not us. We would want to give. We do give. We give what we can, and it's not the point.
Candy cane again this year, Daddy?
That's it. And kid, here's your quarter. Don't spend it all in one place.
Here's a quarter.
Be thankful you've got a candy cane kid.
See, my kids won't watch this show, so they won't be watching. So I can tell you what we... Well, no.
Wow.
I mean, they won't be watching now. They may watch it afterwards, but...
It doesn't really matter.
Because they don't even know I'm recording this right now.
It's good. Oh, so you're going to tell them... You're going to say what they're getting.
I was going to say what they're getting.
Oh.
See, we got fun stuff. We got a bicycle for my daughter, one of my daughters. We got my son. I got a really cool kit of screwdriver, you know, like the whole battery powered, 18 volt power tool.
Yeah, power tool.
Comes with the drill, comes with the jigsaw, the flashlight, the sander, and a battery part pack. Nice. And so I mean, we got good stuff, but we don't have 10 different things. We usually get everybody one thing, and then maybe a little bit of, you know, like a stocking stuffer kind of thing with it.
Right.
Let's just make it fun. We make it fun and easy. This whole thing about shopping till you drop. Oh, I can't take that. Oh, well.
Roy doesn't like.
Oh, no, he didn't. He did.
Zoom in on that. I wish you could.
Okay, hang on, Dan.
Right there, up in that camera.
Hold it right there. Okay, you got to.
You see this?
Now, hold on. Hang on. Let's do this. Let's have a little. Okay. We're going to have a little fun with this. And we're going to.
That is gum.
Okay, we are going to zoom.
It's gum.
And there we go. Well, zoomed in.
Gum.
Blurry as all get out.
Your way, Dan. Towards you.
There we go.
There you go. It's
that's zoom, gum.
As blurry some, as all get out.
It was there, and it went bloop. But I think given that it's mine.
It's okay. I can't zoom back now. There we go.
He sucks it down. So, nice gifts. Well, I always said, whose birthday is it anyway?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it. I think the element of culture that we wanted for our family.
Yeah.
Culture is not the right word. Help me, Roy. The tradition we wanted for our family was predicated on being the youngest in my family and having to travel to my older siblings who were married and had their families. You know, I didn't have time to enjoy the day of Christmas.
Yeah.
We were off and about, you know, back and forth. We stay home for the most part.
Good.
Maybe later in the evening we'll wander over to Jan's parents, but the kids, phones are off, TVs are off.
Yep.
We just stare at each other and have a great time.
Sounds great.
It's been a blessing. If people want to see us, they know where to find us.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
You open the door?
In my PJs. I don't get out.
Pull the shades, kid. No one's home. Right.
No home improvement because there's no med centers open.
Well, yeah. I think that we've had a good year. Good year. So getting into a few things. So for all of our listeners, viewers now, we thought we would at least try to get in one more video cast before the end of the year.
Yep.
And we're going to touch on a couple topics. This will be a shorter show, but in the future, just so you know where we're heading with this, these first couple of video casts have really been kind of testers.
Yeah.
Just to try to figure out how this whole thing works. It hasn't worked very well lately, hence my frustration. But I think we're getting them ironed out. Jody, you're getting a grasp of it, and we're getting an idea how we want to do it in the future. So don't judge 2010 based on what you've been seeing, hearing of late.
No, I think a big part of it is just the technology piece and how this all works, because we've been doing the MP3s, fine. We've got that mastered, conquered, no big deal.
Yep.
But to do a video podcast, this is exciting territory, and it's where we should be at.
Different
and
animal.
It just takes a little bit of getting used to.
Well, and we had high definition cameras. I mean, we're a video e-learning company, so we've got technology.
Yeah.
We're not short on that. However, we realized we were missing some pieces and parts that allow that all to plug in.
Right.
So we're kind of doing this bootstrapping and probably a good way to do it. We really want to get feedback, though. If you would rather see us and in the future actually even be able to interact with us, give us your votes that you like the show this way. Or would you rather it just be MP3?
Right.
And we'll stop all this nonsense. And
we have the capability of being able to take people to call in, like through Skype with a video. We have the capability to actually video people right here as a guest on our show.
Right.
We have that capability to do right now with what we're doing. We have the capability to pipe in anybody calling in through whatever they want to call in, but Skype is preferred.
Yeah.
We have capability to take video and add video to it. We've got all kinds of capability by doing this, and we can do it.
Yeah.
But if people just want to hear us.
Right. Yeah, do they want it?
Yeah.
And out of fairness, they might say, do we want what? I mean, what would I call in for? Well, you can call in to pipe in on how you feel about the subject matter. You could give us your two cents. We could interact with you. We could talk about the hot topics. We could talk about the medical news. Mm-hmm. We could talk about the training news.
Sure.
In fact, this is one way for you to be able to actually call in and speak face-to-face, per se, with your instructor or with the sales rep or with the compliance manager or with whomever you want to and get it straight from the horse's mouth, as it were.
Yeah.
So I think there's, you know, even if there's a few listeners that want to do that, it might be a neat thing. So what we're going to do in the future is that we're going to actually announce the show and the show time. Mm-hmm. How to get to the show, and how to be able to call in or Skype in to be a part of the show.
Yep.
And if you're if you have a specialty or you have an experience that you want to share, and you have Skype and a camera, then you might even be able to be a guest on the show. Yep. So, neat things down the road. So look out for 2010. Again, these last couple ones have been more tester than anything else. But let's dive right into a couple news stories. Well, this first one that we're going to be looking at is dispatcher. Assisted by standard CPR, best choice for possible cardiac arrest signs. This is coming out of medicalnewstoday.com. Mm-hmm. We'll try to put the link to it so that our readers and viewers can get out there. But basically it says dispatchers should assertively give cardiopulmonary resuscitation CPR instructions to bystanders who suspect someone is in cardiac arrest because the benefits from correctly recommending CPR for someone who needs it greatly outweigh the risks from recommending CPR for someone who does not, researchers said in Circulation. So early CPR improves the outcomes from cardiac arrest, yet only a modest portion of victims receive early CPR from bystanders, said author Thomas D. Rhea, MD, MPH, Program Medical Director, King County Medic 1, EMS Division, Kent, Washington, and Associate Professor of Medicine, Harborview Medical Center, at the University of Washington. And that's true, actually. Mm-hmm. In fact, they did some research, and the researchers analyzed hospital charts of 247 non-arrest patients who received dispatcher-assisted chest compressions and were transported to the hospital. Of these patients, 11%, 26 of them, suffered discomfort or injuries probably resulting from CPR. That's only 11%. 9% reported discomfort, including soreness and tenderness of chest, and 2% or 4 suffered fractures, 3 due to chest compressions and 1 from repositioning the patient from the bed to the floor in preparation for CPR. So those are not out of 247 non-arrest patients. You're talking about what? 22%? So 22 out of 100 didn't have life-threatening injuries from it.
No.
Right.
They actually only had soreness and a little pain, but survived the situation.
No, it's funny that it's funny to hear that you say didn't have life-threatening injuries. Well, if their heart wasn't beating, that's a little bit life-threatening.
These were all, but were all non-arrest.
But by the time they got to the hospital,
these were all non-arrest patients.
They were in life-threatening situations.
They were
because people did CPR.
Oh, when they shouldn't have done CPR. You're right. Okay.
Well, no,
that's not what they're saying.
What are they saying?
I'm sorry. I'm confused.
It's okay.
Can you tell I was trying to do a little bit more working with the technology than listening to the article?
No. Here's what was going on is that they basically showed the signs and symptoms that would have triggered a dispatcher to tell them start CPR.
Okay.
Even though their heart had not stopped, they were not in a cardiac arrest situation. They received cardiac compressions anyway. That's what this article is talking about.
Well, they're saying non-arrest patients, I thought, meant by the time they got to the hospital.
No, it says Rhea and colleagues studied data from 1,700 adult patients whose bystanders received CPR instructions from dispatchers in King County, Washington.
Right. Okay.
Of all the patients, 55% were in cardiac arrest and 45% weren't.
Okay.
There we go. So, so it's saying those... That 45% were not out of the patients who are not in cardiac arrest. That's what it's saying.
But I think the key point here is people do not respond to a crisis because one of the fears is you're going to hurt the patient.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. In fact, they think that they're going to hurt them to the point of killing them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And
do irreparable damage.
And what this small study, though a pertinent study, shows is that they have actually looked at that and said no. Even when compressions were done and they weren't required, the person did not suffer life-threatening damages as a result of the compressions.
Yep. Even when they did them.
But
didn't kill them.
those that were in arrest got the better treatment because they started CPR right away.
That's right.
So it's there better to err on the side of saying, look, you're not awake, you're not breathing, and I don't know if you have a heartbeat, so I'm going to start doing compressions.
All right.
And what this research is backing is the new consensus guidelines that say bystanders are not going to check for pulses. They're going to check for signs of life, which is, are you awake? Are you breathing? No, no. Call 911. Start compressions fast and deep.
Yep. Well, that was my key question when I read this. Are dispatchers teaching lay rescuers to do rescue breaths?
Not teaching.
Or guiding breath.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not rescue breaths. Not anymore.
So just chest compressions only.
Well
it depends on the situation.
I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah. Now, currently, in the current guidelines, the current standards right now state that you do 30 chest compressions and 2 breaths.
Whether you're a lay rescuer or a professional rescuer.
Right, whether you're a lay rescuer or professional rescuer, 30 compressions and 2 breaths is the current guidelines and standards. However, hands-only CPR or compression-only CPR is really gaining ground because it's more effective and people are more When I say more effective, I mean it's more effective because people are more willing to do it rather than put their mouth on somebody's.
It's more effective getting people to do CPR.
Yes, exactly.
That's what you're trying to say.
It's more effective because people do it rather than sit there going, I'm not putting my mouth on them.
Yeah.
And it's less steps to remember. Mm-hmm. So dispatchers are starting to, from what I understand, from what I was reading, dispatchers are starting to do that. And it's actually, it's working. 2010 guidelines come out in October.
Oh, yeah.
So it may be a total change over that. I don't know.
Right.
I've got a hunch.
But the cool thing about this article,
more studies are
showing exactly what we're teaching right now is that, hey, it's better to do something than nothing, because even if you do something,
it wasn't needed.
You're not going to hurt them.
You're not going to hurt them.
Okay, can you break a rib? So what?
Maybe.
You know,
a minority part of the time.
But so what? And even that, 2%? And again, 2%. Out of this article, only 2% even broke ribs. Yep. And they were doing CPR compression.
And they suggest it might even be from getting from the bed to the floor.
Yeah,
That's
especially
traumatic.
In elderly patients.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's more traumatic because that drop, boom. Mm-hmm. A lot of people find out they can't hold that much weight.
Grab them by the feet and drag them down.
Yeah. We won't go there.
So there's the takeaway, Jody. Mm-hmm. I think you nailed it, is if you're in doubt and the person is not awake, you cannot wake them. And as you look, listen, and feel for breathing, they do not appear to be breathing. Call 911 and start chest compressions. Do not worry about hurting the patient worse because you're doing chest compressions. That study was a pretty good study.
Yeah.
So the next one here says, could acetaminophen ease psychological pain? Dan, did you look at this up?
I did, and I think it's important to know why. What do I call acetaminophen or ibuprofen?
Vitamin I.
Vitamin I, baby.
Not acetaminophen, but ibuprofen you call vitamin I.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his favorite.
It is.
How's your gut doing, by the way?
Good.
Really?
After all that, vitamin I.
No, I do well. It just solves the problem. It's like taking an antacid before a burrito hits the works.
Speaking of burritos,
I can't. It's all blurry.
Zoom.
It's too blurry.
Zoom.
Too
bring blurry. It up to it then.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you positive?
Oh, yeah.
Roy, you're making yourself extremely vulnerable here.
So what?
All right. Here goes.
Those of you that have been following us, can they see it?
Probably not. It's pretty
blurry. I'm looking.
Object on.
If you can go over to the other direction, Joe. There you go. Do you see the robust gentleman there? Half a picture?
Oh, hold on here. Hang on. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're doing it. You're doing it. Bring it up there.
Okay, Roy. There we go. There it is.
Okay. Do you see that gentleman? That's me. And so those that have been listening to us and hear me talk about health kick stuff and losing weight and trying to live a more healthy life, I'm not just tooting a horn I can't relate to.
Right.
<Yeah. laughs> I was severely overweight to the point of not being able to practice correctly as a paramedic. And I said that, it brought it back to my attention because you said burrito. I was like a big burrito. And I was heading for cardiac arrest at some point. It was bad. So anyways, there
he's
it
just
is.
Trying to make me feel guilty.
There it is for the world to see.
See, Roy's just trying to preach to me about
want you to be healthy.
I do too. That's why my swimming regimen was doing very well until
last year.
But I'm going back on it.
Hey. But what I do, I mean, I'm obviously confusing my drugs here, but aspirin, ibuprofen, acetaminophen.
Yep.
It just helps with aches and pains. Right. And what they're suggesting in this article is that they tested people to see if those on acetaminophen,
yep,
and those on a placebo were responding similarly when they were being put into social pain, attacking their, I don't know how they did it, what the test was or whatever, mm-hmm, but they were registering brainwaves. And it bore out that those that were taking a dose, it was pretty, I think it was like 2,000 milligrams.
Holy cow. Yeah. Of acetaminophen?
That's a big
dose. They did
1,000
and they did 2,000.
That's
So in the second experiment, 25 healthy volunteers took 2,000 milligrams daily of acetaminophen a placebo. After three weeks of taking the pills, subjects participated in a computer game rigged to create feelings of social rejection. Functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, employed during the game revealed that acetaminophen reduced neural responses to social rejection in brain regions associated with the distress of social pain and the affective component of physical pain, the dorsal anterior cingulate cortex and anterior insula.
Say that three times fast, would you?
Yeah, or not.
The fact that I said it blows my mind, and I thought it was going to get worse when I went to the next line. Yeah. In other words, the parts of the brain associated with physical lit up in the placebo subjects when they were rejected, while the acetaminophen group displayed significantly less activity in these brain areas in response to rejection.
Cool. Hmm.
I find that fascinating.
I do too. They're going to have to be careful, though.
Well, they're talking about anxiety. They're talking about depression.
Yep. Acetaminophen is so hard on the liver, though.
It is. Tough.
So, anyway, I found
that's interesting.
Article fascinating.
Yeah, that is interesting. So. All right. Well, I think we should move right on to customer comments.
Okay.
Which one do we want to pull out today?
Well, for those that don't know, we're procpr.org, pro firstaid.com, and probloodborne.com.
We are the guts.
When people
of ProCPR
certify with us, we ask for unsolicited comments.
Oh, no, we solicit.
Oh, we solicit. Yeah. I just like saying that.
Please leave your
detailed
information.
It's not mandatory.
No.
And we get some feedback on how our web-based certification process works.
Mm-hmm. Here's a quick one that I think we can answer really quick.
Let's do it.
This person comes out and says, all in all, a fair test. Although they had a couple problems. Number one question had answers similar. Call 911 and call EMS. Too confusing. Well, here's why we say that.
Yeah.
We train the world. And EMS, Emergency Medical Services, back when we recorded this, was Roy's translation of being more universal. 911 is specific to the United States of America.
It is.
Yep. And for those of you that have used this in the past and are going to use this in the future, you're going to see quite a few differences. We are becoming very global, and so we're going to try to make sure that it's specific to your region as best we can, but we're going to try to not use insulatory terminology. Does that make sense? Sure. So as to limit it to the United States of America or to Canada or to Japan or to the UK or to Australia or so on and so forth. So we're going to try to use some terminology that is a universal language when that's what we can say.
Correct. Yeah.
Like bring them to the hospital is pretty generic.
Yeah.
Call the ambulance is pretty generic.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to use terminology more like that. The second one is, I thought I chose one answer, the correct one, but the computer said I had chosen the wrong answer. It had to do with mouse point and click. Suggest click, then confirm before answer is submitted. We go round and round with that a lot. The user interface research that we've done says that the nuisance of putting a second confirmation click disadvantages more people than those it advantages. And so the psychology behind it has not been strong enough for us to flip over to a confirmation click. Like, are you sure you want to answer that answer this way? Mm-hmm. And it could lead them to a confusion of saying,
Gee whiz, was that not right?
I don't know. Are you giving me a second chance? And so right. there could be some confusion there. That's a very good feedback, though. We will take it to heart as we do all of our comments. And when we start to find that the research is backing confirmation second phase answers, mm-hmm. we would be happy to move that direction. But right now, we don't have enough hard data to justify making that a second step answer. Is that, that clear makes, as mud?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All right.
I think that is about all the time we have today.
Yeah. You know, I think it's a good day for sleigh bells.
Oh, Jody, see?
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Very good.
Outside yeah. the snow is I'm in the mood now.
That's good. We are. It's a good time.
It started off rough.
It did start off rough.
Do you forgive me?
I forgive you. Would you go on a sleigh ride with me?
No.
Oh, all right. Especially if I'm driving.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you lock the
hubs? I would. I'd go on a sleigh ride with
you. I think it's been good. It's a good show. You know, I just, I'm excited about this new way of doing things, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. But it really matters what you think out there. So we'll hear what you have to say. Hope you give us our feedback. And from the hub, the pinnacle, the Everest.
The
Everest?
Everest?
From the tip of Mount Everest of the mountain of iRescue Radio.
Of the podcasting pyramids.
We hope that all of you and your special family and friends have a very blessed and Merry Christmas. I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye bye.
Happy feeling nothing in the world can buy when they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie.
You near to me like a picture print, my career and I.
If you have anything you would like to contribute to iRescue Radio, you can contact us toll-free at 866-661-5701 or visit our website at iRescueRadio.com. The commentaries in this podcast may not reflect the views of iRescue Radio or any of its sponsors or subsidiaries. iRescue Radio will not be held liable for any damages resulting from the advice given in this podcast.